To Matt Anderson from the Campaign to Save the Victoria Borough.
Thank you, Jenny. Thanks very much, Michael, for taking the time to come to talk to us today. Can everyone hear me okay? I will try and keep this as short as possible because I recognise that those of you with young children will probably have some restless people on your hands fairly shortly. What I intend to do is to demonstrate that the Council's thinking is flawed. The Victoria Leisure Centre is, as Mr. Williams points out, 150 years old. It's a building steeped in social history and contains within its walls the stories of many people's enjoyment and leisure activities from across the whole city. It was the first public bath to be built in Nottingham, and it has served the city proudly since then. There are many fascinating historical features. The Turkish baths first opened in 1861 and housing one of the few remaining hot rooms in the whole of the country today. The oval ball, which we're currently sitting on, with its beautiful wrought ironwork, engineered by Mr. Tarbottom at the turn of the century. It's reminiscent of the recently restored St. Pancras Station. The Gala Ball, which many of us swim in, home to the Olympians of 2012. Where would they train if that Gala Ball was to close? And of course, such cultural curiosities as the old slipper baths and the recently discovered Jewish bath. Of course, we mustn't forget the clock tower, with its bells, sadly not working at the moment, which myself and a neighbour had the opportunity to go up and ring the other day. They sound beautiful. The clock tower is a lighthouse beacon for the surrounding conservation area, which both defines and overlooks Stenton Market. Now, there's been much said by the council about the costs of keeping this place open, about the amount of money it's pumped into it over the last few years. I believe a figure of £800,000 has been quoted as being invested in the leisure centre over the last 5 years. This may seem a lot, but if one was to take a look at the executive board meeting minutes from 2004, one might see that Ken Martin has spent £1 million. The tennis centre has had £1 million spent on it. John Carroll has had £1.37 million spent on it. And Harvey Haddon, £5 million spent on it. I believe that the Victoria Leisure Centre is affordable. There has been much said about the cost of keeping the place open and about the subsidy needed per user. But the running costs for this leisure centre on a yearly basis are no more than the tennis centre at around £400,000. And the Victoria Leisure Centre is a better attended facility, according to the 2006-07 figures. It's better attended than Portland, Ken Martin, John Carroll, or Noel Street.
Quiet, please.
It's okay. I can handle it. Now, Michael Williams says quite rightly that new and better quality facilities increase the number of people who use those facilities. And I think this is a fairly obvious argument that we can't argue against. And the facts speak for themselves. At the John Carroll Leisure Centre, since improvements have been completed, attendance has risen by 23%. And at the South Bay Leisure Centre, attendance has risen by 42%. So just think of how appropriate investment could benefit the Victoria Leisure Centre. I think that all of us realise that the Leisure Centre has seen better days. And the Council quotes high figures for basic repairs and maintenance. But I would argue that this is because they have consistently failed to invest in this facility over the last 20 years. As long ago as 1993, the Council issued a report in which it says, and I quote, "The Victoria Leisure Centre has no real potential to become a quality leisure centre provision site, I think this tells us what we need to know about the Council's priorities regarding the Victoria Leisure Centre. The Council also gives us a figure of £10 million for a replacement. But I had a look at this figure last night, and it would appear to me that this figure has not been arrived at through a quote, but simply through guesswork. They have simply taken some figures and multiplied them in their best estimates. Nobody has given this quote. No construction company have come forward. If we were to undertake work on our houses, would we guess at the cost? Or would we ask a builder to come in and give us a quote? In the Council's own report in 2004, it said there was potential opportunity for the redevelopment of the Victoria Leisure Centre through planning gain as part of the East Side development. Now, for those of you who might not know what planning gain is, it's the money that developers have to pay the council when they build on council land. What were the outcomes of these potential opportunities? Why was the community not brought into these discussions? Has anybody seen any results of these opportunities? We know that amongst us we have plenty of ideas about how this site could be developed. The council cites the disability, I don't know the full word, it's the DDA. Does anyone know the full word of that? Disability Discrimination Act, thank you. As an obstacle to improving the Victoria Leisure Centre. Yet its own disabled users have come forward to say how happy they are. They say the Victoria Leisure Centre's disabled access is good. One of them has told me, I understand that the Disability Discrimination Act requires reasonable adjustments. I do not see closure, decommissioning and demolition as reasonable adjustments. Much has been said by the Council about the Victoria Leisure Centre not being fit for purpose, and that it doesn't meet people's expectations. To which I would ask them, how do they know? The report that started this entire process, which was the report presented to the Council in June 2004, which committed the Council to spending £18 million of our money, was constructed on the basis of 78 feedback forms, 12 letters and 2 meetings. I'll just repeat that. £18 million spent on the basis of 78 feedback forms, 12 letters and 2 meetings. What do you think of that? I don't think that anyone can gauge public opinion on the basis of such a tiny sample. I don't really think that the council can stand up in all honesty and say what people's expectations are on the basis of 78 forms, 12 letters and 2 meetings. There have been claims by the council that some of the leisure centre's users would be disappointed by its closure. Put your hands up if you'd be disappointed by the closure. Now, unless I'm blind, I think that's everyone. Thank you. Exactly. The council says that we deserve a better standard of facility, of service. And of course, it's right that we want a better standard of service, a better standard of facility. But we want it here. The council's own studies in 2004 concluded that people prefer local facilities. Michael Williams says that not everyone can have a swimming pool on their doorstep. This isn't on the doorstep for a lot of people. And were it to shut, the nearest swimming pool would be way, way away. Now, Michael has talked to us about the decline in swimming. He said that the numbers attending swimming have halved over the last 2 decades. And yet, the council's own research into national trends in sports participation shows, and I quote from the report, swimming still remains the most popular sport. It still remains the most popular sport. So it's more popular than gym, than fitness, than yoga, than Pilates, than racket sports. And it's just as well. The Royal Life Saving Society have said that no amount of muscles and other sports will stop you drowning if you can't swim. Now put your hands up here if you're from St. Anne's. Put your hands up if you're from Snetton. Put your hands up here if you're from Woolerton. Excellent. You are going to live 13 years longer than everyone else in this room. Sorry, madam? Bakersfield, thank you. So what I would suggest before the meeting ends is that you go and borrow some money off the people from Woolerton, because by the time you have to pay it back, you'll be dead, and they'll still be living. That's right. Figures show that people who live in St Anne's and Snenton are on average going to live 13 years less than people who come from Woolerton. Now that is a gobsmacking statistic. And the reason why we're going to live less is because we're more likely to die from a heart attack, we're more likely to die from cancer, we're more likely to be obese. Now in One Nottingham Vision, this is the plan that determines how our lives are going to be run for us over the next few years. It states, and I quote, "A key focus is targeting resources and services to reduce health inequalities, primarily by focusing on all areas of deprivation. We want to create a safe, supporting and stimulating environment for children and young people to raise their aspirations, enjoy good health and achieve their ambitions. We want to tackle health inequalities and promote active lifestyles and ensure that Nottingham are able to live their lives independently." Well, how are you going to do that without a leisure centre? Nationally. Nationally, the estimated cost of physical inactivities is $2 billion a year, which represents some 54,000 lives lost. I think these are very sobering statistics. There's no plans to put a swimming pool anywhere else on the east side, despite what Mr. Williams has said. Mr. Williams tells us that we are going to have an Eastern Academy, but I've not seen any timetable for this. I don't know how much it's going to cost. I don't know where the money's coming from. And if anybody does in this room, I'd love to hear from them. So, to conclude, let's look to the future. Why do we want to keep the Victoria Leisure Centre? The June 2004 report, this report that spent £18 million of our money and started the whole process that is now putting the axe over our facility, says, and I quote, "Both the age and location of Victoria Leisure Centre clearly limits its development potential, both as a community and citywide destination leisure facility." But while Nottingham and City Council say in their local area plan, that piece of paper that tells us how we're going to live our lives, they say, "We are committed to ensuring that local people's priorities shape the strategic direction of Nottingham. It is important to take into account where and how services are provided, as our most deprived communities do not access services easily." The left hand clearly does not know what the right hand is doing. Our leisure centre is a local facility, and we wish to keep it local. It is affordable. If the city can find £5 million to spend on Harvey Hatton, surely they can find it for the Victoria Leisure Centre. Remember, the council also said it is proposed to take advantages that may afford themselves through the potential east side development of the city. What's happened to that? I've not seen any opportunities exploited. Has anyone else? It says the council wish to develop a future fit for purpose stock of quality leisure facilities, each to have a meaningful lifespan in all its key components, structures, plants and machinery of at least 20 years. Well, I know, because I saw it with my own eyes 3 days ago, that the plant and piping for the gala pool, and indeed for the overpool underneath us, is fit for another 20 years. And indeed, that plant and piping was replaced only 2 years ago at the cost of £75,000. Why throw it away? Besides, just look at what the council is spending on this year alone. £160,000 on a customer contact centre. £116,000 on document management. £250,000 on investigating their own employees. And there's more.
£710,000 on consultant fees for a design services review, whatever that is, and £3,000 on monitoring their own service delivery, i.e. making sure they're doing what they say they're going to do. £300,000, yes, I do apologise to you. This, to my mind, is not an appropriate use of our money. Not when we want to keep something that we value and that we use and that we wish to keep open. The Victoria Leisure Centre building is a historic building. It's an iconic building in a conservation area, and it cannot simply be demolished. The council wish to demolish it so they can save on rate and rents, and that's part of their budgetary calculations. But they're not going to be able to. In order to do that, they have to apply to the Secretary of State, and that would take quite a long time. This building deserves to be honoured and improved, and if you will allow me, I'd like to quote from a pamphlet that was written in the 1950s. And this pamphlet says about the Victoria Leisure Centre, "The council committee realise that their plans will take time to accomplish, but they feel that the success which has attended efforts of present and past committees sufficiently indicates the importance of the service they have the honour to direct." Where is this honour today from our council? Where is their sense of history, their sense of duty to the populations that they serve? We want to keep this leisure centre. There have been no criteria specified for the consultation process. The council has not made plain how we can persuade them to keep it open. We believe that the council is hoping to get away with it because they've already budgeted for the closure of this pool. They've already allotted the money that they think they're going to save to spend in other areas. But we wish to keep our leisure centre open, and we wish to make it fit for the next generation and for many after to enjoy. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Matt Anderson from the Campaign to Save the Victoria Baths.